Yeah, it was a tricky period. I knew that more than anyone, and you could just feel it out there that the wicket had a ball in it, you know, every over. But it was just trying to stay true to obviously my game and what I do well. And I'm glad we got through those tough sessions. I thought, you know, I was really proud of the way that the lower order batted. You know, we could have easily capitulated. There are many teams out there who would have been bowled out for 180 and could be in real trouble in this game. But I think it shows that one of the things, reasons why we're at the top of the league at the moment, and that's because we're fighters and we're showing a lot of resilience at the moment.
Yeah, 152 for 5 to 362 all out. So there were plenty of runs there from down the order.
There were, but not so much just the runs. I think it's the way that guys are going in and setting about their work. You know, there's you know, I thought, you know, set it up nicely for Toby to go and play the way he can. But if you look at Johnson, some of the time they're spending at the crease, you know, the time that Ollie Rayner spent at the crease, you know, guys don't realise that at this time of the year, it's so important that you put your value on time at the crease rather than on runs. So I feel that the runs come later on in the summer, but now as investing time out there, it really does hold you instead for back end of the season.
Speaking of time, a session lost in this match, but Middlesex going to the final day now, ironically enough, probably being with the best chance of winning it out of the two sides if you can force a collapse in the morning.
Yeah, definitely, and that's what good teams do. They change sessions. I think I like to be honest. You know, our bowling performance in the first day wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's some very exceptional bowlers up there, mm-hmm. and we're all man enough to know that on that sort of wicket, 412 runs was too many. You know, I think 260, 280. Would have been fair, mm-hmm. and would have given us a really good chance of winning this game. You know, we've got 360, look at a lead of 80, mm-hmm. and then you're going in with a different... And that's what we've got to keep making sure that we're... You know, we are... I mean, we've won some games, but if we're honest, mm-hmm. I still don't think we've hit our straps, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And that's what good teams do, is that they're honest and they're able to put the things right.
For yourself, you've had a great start to the season, really. I mean, as you said, runs aren't always going to be abundant this time of year, but you've played some really crucial knocks, some solid knocks at some very difficult times for Middlesex, and obviously you'll be aware it's the time of year when you want to be scoring runs with the selectors looking on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, come the end of last season, you know, a lot happened. You know, I obviously left Somerset, which was a great move for me and had been fantastic to me. I then came to Middlesex, and I had about 5 months off. I didn't pick up a bat. So, you know, in saying that, I think, you know, I haven't, you know, quite hit my straps, but in saying that, I still feel like I've managed to find a way of doing a job of sorts, and it's nice that things clicked yesterday and today, obviously. So I think that's the great thing about batting, is that even when you're not feeling great, you know, can you still get the most out of yourself? And that's what top players do. So I'm glad that I managed to get 100.
Because of course you'll know that if, you know, the runs keep coming, you're not far from that England squad once again.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm still, the fire still burns bright, and I'm desperately keen to get back in that team. I feel I'm the right man for the job, and I want to prove to the selectors and to everyone else who's out there that I can do a great job this summer. You know, it's going to be a tough summer, and you need guys with a lot of fight and ability to get through tough situations.
And a bag full of runs at this stage of the season, especially, you know, there's a test series against New Zealand. You never know, if somebody breaks a bone, you'll want to have a whole load of runs under your belt, but you'll feel confident anyway that you could go out there and perform against Australia.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I scored runs against them last year in the warm-up games, and, you know, I just wanted a chance. I needed a chance to play against those bowlers. I like quick bowling, and that's something that I really pride myself on.
Because you'll feel you've got many years ahead of you as well. You know, 31 years of age, Australians might look at Adam Voges, 35, 36, trying to make his debut. You feel like you've got 5-6 years still in you at the top level.
Well, it's ironic, isn't it, that you spend your whole career trying to get to the prime of your life, and then when you get to the prime, you're deemed too old. So I never really understand that. You know, I'm at the prime of my life now. I'm 31. I'm fit. I'm strong as I've ever been. And if I'm scoring runs, then, you know, hopefully I have as good a chance as anyone.